Report, Kamala Harris Pays Women Less Than Men. By Michelle Moons on May 22, 2019. Men are paid more than women in both Kamala Harris' 2020 presidential campaign and Senate office, despite her new plan to fine and ban companies who do so, analysis shows. Harris declared Monday she will bypass Congress and take executive action as president to fine companies and ban federal contractors who fail to meet her equal pay certification standards. Companies would have to prove they meet the standards, Harris determined. New analysis from the Washington Free Beacon, however, shows Harris' 2020 campaign and Senate office fails on equal pay, paying men more than women. The equal pay plan posted to Harris' website cites an analysis of general, nationwide salaries, comparing overall median pay to full-time, year-round female employees to male employees. Her plan states it would compare men and women in the same positions, but also points to evaluation of lost opportunities for women. The Free Beacon reported of Harris' campaign and Senate office gender pay gap. In her Senate office's most recent six-month disclosure, covering the period from April 1, 2018, through September 31, 2018, the median male salary disbursement was $34,999 and the median female salary disbursement was $32,999, leaving women with just 94 cents of every dollar paid to men. The gender pay gap for the previous six-month period, during which the median male salary was $27,167 and the median female salary was $25,749.97, was a nearly identical 6%. The pay gap was even greater during the first full month of Harris's presidential campaign in February. The median female salary disbursement for the month, $5,763.97, was about 87% of the median male salary disbursement, $6,632.23, a further analysis of her campaign filing found. The Harris campaign came closer to gender pay equality in March, when the median female disbursement was about 95% of the median male disbursement. Harris' equal pay plan details the penalties that would be placed on companies for not meeting her executive-ordered certification standard. For every 1% gap that exists after accounting for differences in job titles, experience, and performance, companies will be fined at 1% of their average daily profits during the last fiscal year. Her plan estimates the federal government would collect $180 billion in fines from companies over 10 years. Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter at Michelle Diana and Facebook.